So?
It's about that time that I subject myself to torture and scare myself shitless, pretty much. Just wild. Fuck. Heyo. I'm totally not gonna cry getting scared or anything. I am scaredy, mate. Absolutely scaredy, mate. See, the thing is, I played a little bit of this already, but I made a new save state because I haven't gotten that far. And again, in my other save state, I got to the part where you had to hide in a locker for the first time. So I didn't get that far in. But now, see, the thing is, I love horror games, but at the same time I get scared really easily and whatnot, so yeah, that's gonna be entertaining, I guess.
Said changing weather patterns were to blame for the livestock behavior. I encourage ranchers and breeders to attend this weekend seminar on Beulah Avenue in Pueblo.
See,
and if you're out late tonight, you may see some low-flying helicopters near Silverthorne and Leadville. Seems the Arapaho Park Services will be spraying for an infestation.
See, I just want to know what goes through someone's head when they decide to go to an insane asylum in the middle of the night by themselves. It's still scaring me. Like, I literally got through a little bit of it, but I'm still scared. Bro, don't play with me like that, because I'll really think there's someone behind me. It's the middle, like, it's 10 at night right now. It's dark in my room. Hold up. Okay. Oh, we're looking at this paper. I love when people don't mess with me. Okay. Illegal activity at Murkoff Psychiatric Systems. You don't know me. Have to make this quick. They might be monitoring. I did 2 weeks of software consult at Murkoff Psychiatric Systems facilities in Mount Massive. All sorts of NDAs. Oh, yeah, that's non-disclosure agreements. I was like, what does NDA mean? I am very much breaking right now, but seriously, fuck those guys. Terrible things happening there. Don't understand it. Don't believe half the things I saw. Doctors talking about dream therapy, going too deep, finding something that had been waiting for them in the mountain. People are being hurt, and Murkoff is making money. It needs to be exposed. Grab them batteries, grab that camera. We are going in. But like I said, seriously. I seriously want to know. No, it's not the whistleblower, it's the main game. I have whistleblower though. But, I just want to know what goes through someone's head. Where, like, I understand you want to expose, but bring some homies with you or something. Like, why are you going by yourself? Why? What's the reason? I was like, oh, I was confused. Yes, I like those keys. I'm scared. I don't want to go here. There's some light in the sky, but not for long. Bro. I start feeling sick just looking at this place. Mount Massive Asylum, shut down amid scandal and government secrecy in 1971, reopened in Murkoff Psychiatric Systems in 2009 under the guise of a charitable organization. Cell phone reception cut off abruptly a mile out, more like a jammer than lost signal. The Murkoff Corporation has a long track record of disguising profit as charity, but never on American soil. Whatever they thought they could get out of this place has to be big. Might finally be the story that breaks the bastards. Thank you. fucking vomit. My bleh. Like, bro, this, like, it's not even me. And you have the guts. You have to have massive metal balls to want to come in here and be like, let's go adventuring. No, like, why are you here? I'm not digging the sky right now. I think the fuck not. Ooh. We'll have some beef if they try to do the race. If they try to do the raping, we will do the escaping. Yeah, it's just like... Okay, y'all got me fucked up. But it's just like... Literally... I get you want to investigate, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to investigate some, like, you know, weird stuff that's going on. You kind of want to know, like, yo, what's happening? What's going down over here? But why are you going by yourself? This is common rule. Don't go anywhere by yourself. If I don't have at least 3 or 4 other homies with me, I'm not going anywhere. Ugh. I'm scared. Why is it saving? Oh, no, never mind. I remember why. Saving because we are making strides. Making strides. If that door would have opened, I would have been scared. See, the thing is, I played a little bit of this and then didn't play for like weeks, so I'm kind of like clunky with the controls. I'm gonna cry. I don't wanna be in here. Oh, here's the window. I swear to fucking God. I swear to mother. Bro. I swear. These lights. Y'all got me messed up right now. Is it light in here? Okay. My heart. Ain't leaving no doors open behind this, period. Is there anything interesting in here? Oh, papers. Oh, a battery. Yoink. Is that because these papers aren't interesting at all? There's nothing you can use these papers for. Ah.
I'm gonna close this damn door. That's what we doing. Oh.
The whistleblower. Okay. I know we read this. Look at this. Case number 174. Patient initials Billy. Blah, blah, gender male. Patient claims to have progressed to self-directed lucid dream states. Morphogenic engine activity observed at unprecedented scale. Continuing stage 4 hormone schedule. Spirometry revealed no bronchial accumulation. Hematocrit centrifuge again failed to separate erythrocytes. Yeah. I think highly worrisome. So y'all over here experimenting on people and whatnot. Billy asks about the status of his mother's lawsuit against Murkoff in the asylum. This represents a catastrophic breach in security, despite Billy's claims that he discovered the truth in the blood dreams of Dr. Trager. Note, the only Trager on company records, one Richard Trager, is an executive from MRD. All order lies and security personnel must be questioned and video security improved to include analytic biometrics. So you guys are over here doing some experimenting and all this extra stuff. So we don't do that. See, I felt momentarily safe just being in this little room. I swear to God, y'all got me fucked. Bro. Bro. That. Bro. Bro, y'all got me y'all got me messed up out here. Yeah, get in here. We're safe in here. We get in here, we're safe. Bro. This ew webs disgusting. I don't want to land down here. I said I was trying to explain on an old stream. You guys keep saying I'm scary. I'm not. I'm scaredy. I'm scared of all this stuff going on. Just get it together for a second and just catch my breath. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. We're good. We're fine, sis. Get the camera out. That night hold on.
Nothing. Oh.
course. I love when doors close and then we just can't open them. What the fuck is that?
Bro. I'm scared.
Little fake.
Grab me, the other guy grabbed me, but you're just touching me, being weird.
I see. Merciful God, you have sent me an apostle. Guard your life, son. You have a calling.
Who are you? Stay with me, please. I'm scared. I didn't sign up for this. Absolute trash. Escape the asylum, access security control to unlock the, you know, yeah, he's caused a little pig. Oh, how dare you. He snatched me by my soul. He was like, yoink. See, I feel safer here because there's lights. See, even the creepiest place feels less scary when there's light. Now when there's no light, that's where the problem comes through. Bro? Dude. Y'all playing Witness? Let me just witness this going on real quick. Wait, which comment? It's a bloody head in the back. Dang, bro, why you gotta slam doors like that for? It is never that serious. Like, the point is we're trying to be stealthy and sneaky, okay? Like, we are trying to be sneak 100 right now. We're trying to get our way around and do our thing. And I don't think, out of all the things to do, I think the last thing I would be doing is door shut every time. Like, do you not have any fear? Have you not seen the things that have attacked us? We're seeing dead bodies, people snatching us and throwing us, calling us little pig, all this stuff. Oh, it needs a key card. So that's what we're looking for. All right. Yeah, I have batteries. I just got them. Yeah. I just didn't replace them yet. Okay. You don't gotta keep recording, sis. I feel like we were in here already, right? Yeah, we were. We were in here earlier, I think. Oh, or maybe we weren't. It's just a similar looking room. Does he have a key card on him? Hold up. Okay, the full report pending. No immediate action is required on the part of the Murkoff Corp. The blah 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 blah. Four fatalities contain enough ambiguous data to make any litigation, if evidence is correctly managed, impossible. Project Wall Rider remains a dangerous initiative, and there will almost certainly be further casualties, as with the others. However, family and government interest
in the patient to so low as to make any chance of legal actions vanishingly unlikely. Violence among patients is increasing as the morphogenic engine therapy gets close to producing working models, but a combination of physical and chemical restraints has proven sufficiently effective to assure continued control and profit. Y'all wildin'. Y'all over here doing some crazy shit. I didn't have a note, right? Yeah, I have a doc. I'm using the documents and the notes. Did I take any... Oh, yeah, the witness. Okay. So we had this, and then we had the I'm inside, bodies everywhere, blood, burn marks, headlines up like bottles behind a bar. Dead Murkoff scientists hung from the ceiling. Their badges say Murkoff Advanced Research Systems. Murkoff's long MO has been to profit off the exploitation of supposed charity. Fuck the third world and bankroll another billion. How did Murkoff think they would make money off a building full of crazy people? There's some kind of tactical cop pinned like a pig on a spit, tells me to get the fuck out, and then dies. Would it have been a good thing to hear when I could still leave the way I came? Dude, I don't know why you're complaining. Talking about, oh, it would have been a good thing to hear when I could still leave the way I came. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have came there in the first place. See, the first time would have been all I would have to do is walk up to that building, see that building, and immediately just not want anything to do with it. Period. Also, thank you, Red Mustang. I'm not looking at my thing right now, so I kind of just noticed it a couple minutes late because I'm looking at the chat on my screen right now and not the chat on my actual thing. Yes, this game is scary. If you were not here earlier, I got jump scared multiple times. It is 10:33 a.m. and I'm terrified. Alright, the witness. I'm already beat all to hell, picking broken glass out of my scalp. Couple cracked ribs. Ow! Nearly killed by a deformed giant. Looks like somebody tried to fuck start his head with a cheese grater. He throws me through a wall and knocks me unconscious. I wake up in some doughy old man with a face like an alcoholic kitty fiddler. In a homemade priest outfit, calls me his apostle. Not a job I asked for. There are words scrawled in blood everywhere. Feeling in my gut that the priest is writing them and for my benefit. Ooh, look at all this blood and whatnot. See, you know what you do now? You open one of these windows and yeet, you just nose dive out the window. That's how we get out now. Anything down here? Is there a door? Oh, it's the same room. Yeah, it is. Stop slamming doors, bro. Like, what are you doing? You're literally saying... Every time you slam a door, you're basically saying... This.
Why should we have to pay for it? Why do we have to die? Walker will kill us just for being sick. We're still people. We didn't choose this.
Let me just... take several steps away. See, I like this little main room. This main room makes me feel safe. Of course I can't get through. Oh wait, I had to get the security card and stuff. I'm pretty good. I'm just shaking because I'm nervous. And yeah, jump scares are not fun. Oh, you dead, bro. You're not partially dead, you're dead. Anything of use over here? Anything useful? Anything interesting? Ugh. We're stepping all in blood. Oh, we're making bloody footprints. Why would they tell us to peek? I'm scared.
Oh, hell no. Bro. You good, bro? Be the hardest shit main character. Let's just, you know. You good. Hard as shit main character. Can you guys not tell me the jump scares? I want to be jump scared. It's not fun if I see it coming. I know about my collected objects, Broski. I like some static with a little blood on the screen. You guys see season 10 of static? I like season 10 of static too. She absolutely did. Tell you didn't just jump me or anything. I'm still worried about you. Aww. Breathing hard as shit. Better stop. They're gonna be like, bro, you better chill. Better parate. You breathing so hard. You slam doors, you breathing hard. You just wanna die. That's the conclusion I've come to. Which I should have came to that conclusion the moment you chose to come in here. That's when I should have known you have a death wish and you don't appreciate your life. Where's that security room? What? Stop breathing so hard. Bro. Okay, and like always, you close doors behind us. They lie. Teamwork makes the dream work. What the fuck? Bro, I swear to fucking God, bro. Snatches me up out this locker, bro.
I'll find out how you are.
Bro.
Yeah.
you know what? We're done for now. Because I cannot. Literally, they want me to go look for this generator. Bro, I have time to look for this generator. I'm scared. That fat man scares me. He's scary. He's all big and shit. Over here looking in lockers looking for me. Like, why are you looking for me? Why do you want to find me? And why do you keep calling me a pig? What did I do to you? Dude, I got jump scared like 3 times. Like 3 or 4 times. I'm just like... And it's dark. It's dark. Because someone just went to the lights. And they were just like, click, click, turned the lights out. Yeah, he is pretty thick, I'm not gonna lie. But at the same time, it's like, fuck. I feel like deciding to play this at night was not the best idea. Because now I'm just fucking... Bro, the thing is, I love horror games. Horror games are my favorite thing ever. It's just, I like getting jump scared. I like the adrenaline rush after getting jump scared, but I don't like the process of getting jump scared. Dude, I will pass. He tried to snatch me out of locker. See, now, if I would have went in that other locker, he probably would have pulled me out of it and been like, yeet. You know what? I guess I'll just stick it out. Unless I fucking pussy out. He went down that way. Yeah, he did. Okay, so we're not gonna go that way. You gonna snatch me up on my soul? Oh, I can't open this. Oh. Same bathroom? Yeah, I think it is, yeah. It's already been here. It's just dark now. No, we ain't going that way, because that's the way he went. We're not going over there. You're really gonna meet. No, it just makes it scarier. Never mind. So, we have to go in the generator. Fuck this chair. So, the generator's, like, downstairs, right? It should be. It's a generator. Fuck me. Restart the generator in the basement. So, you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me that fucking... Bro. The power's out, it's dark, and you want me to look... Bro, y'all got me 50 shades of messed up on too many levels. I don't want to be down here. I'm scared. I just went through and it saved. Why would it save at that part unless I have something to do? Dude. See, I'm being a pussy right now, but it's because I'm scared. I'm just, like, scared as fuck right now. I'm really just like, help. Fuck. I'm literally gonna vomit. I'm just like... hold up, I need to fucking holy shit too. All right. Oh. absolutely. Bro. Okay, I'm actually, I can't. I'm gonna cry. Like, dude, who's, no. See, like, half of me wants to be a real one and just stick it out and not be scared. And then another half of me is just like, I want to call it a night and just play, continue to play it later. Cause I'm just like, oh, okay. Who? I don't know if it's the thick boy. The voice sounded different. Like, thick boy, he has, like, a husky voice. He's like, little pig. And then that dude, he's like, what? Who's there? Who's there? See, I'm gonna fuck up and not know how to run. I'm like, what? Smell him. He scares me. I'll be scared. I don't know what he looks like or what he is, but he's saying, who's there? I mean, maybe he's... fucking, maybe he's just, you know, lurking down there. Maybe he's like wheelchair boy, where he's just kind of there, but they save beforehand. The moment I went through that thing, it saved. So I probably have to not get killed by this man. Can I peek? I guess I can't peek. I really don't. I don't even want to do this shit anymore. I don't know what I signed myself up for when I decided this is a good idea. Hold on, I need to look in. I almost forgot to mention that there will be a new video tomorrow. Probably in the morning for me. So it's 10:50 p.m. for me right now, so like tomorrow morning there will be a new video and whatnot. Ow, my leg. See, I'll probably give myself nightmares because that's the problem. I'm just like, oh, it's nighttime. See, what happened was I was playing GTA and it's just like, you know what? Let me switch games. I want to play something scary. I also have Resident Evil 7. That hasn't been going very well. I've been getting fucked sideways and whatnot, but maybe I'll change my mind and just continue doing so. Fuck. Depends. I might do it a little later, like in a few hours or something. I might continue at this part, but I'm just shook it right now. Or I'll switch games again, one of the two. I don't know. But see you guys later and whatnot.